The following program contains mature themes, childish humor, strong language, and words people may find offensive, such as boobies, fuck, bitch, midget, boxer dog lipstick penis, and Rick Astley. Listener discretion is advised.
Previously on Trash Hompers.
It's the Chupacabra!
Why did she die so young?
Not my ass!
Ass.
Yeah, we had some great three-ways there.
In the ghetto.
Oh god, everything hurts!
Stupid fucking shits.
You're just gonna take all this randomly crap out of context, I know it.
Doesn't say she's a demon, she says she's the devil himself.
He stole her corpse.
She's the devil's undead.
She's a monster, Bill!
She isn't quite herself today.
You would like to confuse us.
She looks like a hungry animal.
That he must devour living things in order to sustain his own life.
Are they all dead?
Yes, ma'am.
Are you any good at podcasting?
No, I suck at it, you know this.
I know. Are you getting drunk now?
Duh. The tans and why.
I'm drinking Monster and whiskey.
We found this thing called Not Your Father's Root Beer.
Right.
Apparently it's your uncle's.
Oh yeah?
I don't know.
I don't know.
It's pretty good. It's alcoholic root beer, so children would love it if you ever wanted to pick a couple of them up.
I'm actually drinking out of a shoe now.
I can't find my shoes.
I wanted to talk about some of the feedback we've had.
It sucked. You don't know what you're doing.
People didn't even say that, though.
Oh.
Lazy bastards. I have actually got some genuine feedback.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
But I'm close, right?
Yeah. From David in France.
Oh, not the French.
I didn't catch up on you and Ava's podcast. Was she better than me, you whore?
I put my legs behind my head, didn't you?
I can glue... He also says, I can glue tits to my T-shirt if that would make you want to work with me again.
My tits are already under my T-shirt.
And then we got, enjoyed the podcast. When will the next one be?
One of these days we'll learn how to schedule something properly.
Yeah. That was actually from my girlfriend and I made her do that. So.
Oh.
Oh.
You're rigging it.
But I'll edit that bit out so people don't know we're rigging it.
Oh.
I wanted to explain as well, now that we've got a name for the podcast, why it's called Trash Humpers.
Because we caught you humping the garbage twice.
No.
I've never seen anybody do that with a banana peel.
It's the best way. It's the only way. Trash Humpers is actually a film from 2009 from Harmony Korine. And the synopsis...
You're using the big words!
...is, follows the lives of a small group of sociopathic elderly people.
Hey!
I think that's kind of us, isn't it?
I'm 29.
Shut up. There you go. That was the things I wanted to do. I've been looking at some podcasting lessons and how to be a cool podcaster and shit.
Like we're going to conform.
But apparently we don't talk to the audience enough. We just talk to each other.
Oh, but we don't have an audience.
Okay, there you go then. Let's just talk to each other.
That's right. Well, what are we supposed to say to them?
Well, I don't know. Maybe we need an intro. Welcome to Trash...
I know what they're getting to. Well,
yeah.
Just writing, yo, what did you guys think of this? Well, I'll send your comments to blah, 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 blah. Did we even get that show email yet?
That show email?
Yeah, you know, Trash Humpers, that, or whatever the...
Oh.
Supposed to set one up.
No, I didn't. No.
Yeah, it's hard to talk to the audience if they can't talk back.
Well, fuck them.
We should probably, you know, write show notes like real people.
I've got like 3 pages of notes and a...
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Or are you just drawing boobies again?
Yeah, I'm just drawing boobies.
Ah, well, there you go.
Hi, audience. They're not going to know. No one's going to come back. They're going to listen to it once, and that's it. Audience over.
That is true. We could pretty much make up any shit we wanted for the next episode because no one comes back.
We can tell them about all the amazing stuff that happened last time.
Robert England was a guest, and who else did we have? We had Adam Green, and oh, it was a fantastic show.
It was. Do you know I've met Adam Green?
At a convention?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, at a pub after the convention, and we just watched the remake of I Spit on Your Grave, and I told Adam Green and Joel Lynch that I was going to rape them, and they went home. Not one of my finest moments.
You weren't drinking again, were you?
I was wasted. I was a real fucking nightmare. But
that's pretty impressive that you scared Adam Green.
I don't know if they were intending to go home, and I just was the straw. Yeah, they pretty much went, see ya. I'm not very good with celebrities. I fall to bits and decide to become a complete ring piece.
Well, if Adam Green is listening to this show, I'm sure he'll hear your apology.
Yes, I would like to say, Adam Green, I apologise for offering to rape you at Fright Fest that time.
But I would offer to rape you, so that's fine. He's a good-looking guy.
Hello, audience.
Hello.
This month, we are talking about midgets.
Midgets!
You can't say midgets. They're little people.
Are they little people?
Well, they are little people.
I don't know what the politically correct term is.
Midgets!
Midgets!
Yeah.
Oh, God. Well, which one do you want to start with? Because we have the delectable, delightful range of basket case, blood-sucking freaks, and... Gnome Alone.
For centuries, they've been a part of our homes. A symbol that the spirits are watching us. But not all of them are here for good.
It sounded like a hobo on helium.
He's mischievous.
Who put chickens in my car?
He's nasty.
You're dead. You're dead.
He's not your garden variety, no.
God, I'm gonna call the police.
I don't think so.
Hey, everybody, we have a problem.
We have no more beer.
Gnome Alone.
Oh, do we have to start with Gnome Alone?
Oh, I thought that's what you wanted to start.
I don't have a puke bucket near me.
Do you know, we start with Gnome Alone?
All right, we'll start with Gnome Alone.
You see?
Don't watch it. As much as you're gonna be drawn in because the idea of putting Troy Renner in... A gnome costume.
Who?
To me sounds infinitely funny.
Who? What did you call him?
Oh my god, I put his name backwards. Vern Troyer. Why did I say Troy Renner? See how this movie has gotten me so screwed up? It's that bad. I want to hate this show. It is so bad. I mean, you think it's going to be hilarious. He could be like the new Leprechaun. It's like you could love him. He's perfect for it. The director, writer... Both of them, I don't know if, I'm pretty sure it was the same guy, and it's like he said, he would be perfect in a gnome costume. Let's put him in a gnome costume and write a movie for him. But it's also like this guy just discovered boobs, so he stuck boobs everywhere he could. They don't make any sense. Did you know there's frat houses in the middle of your suburban neighborhood that have sex dungeons in the attic? There's like dildos everywhere and women in cages, and they're all wearing like Dayglo lipstick, and they're really enjoying it. And you can go up there when you're about to rape your girlfriend and pick out, you know, all sorts of nipple clamps and clamps attached to batteries, and dildos, and butt plugs. It also has the worst and most awkward lesbian makeout scene I have ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I put more passion into dusting a table. I mean, basically, I had my husband come over. I'm like, you gotta see this. This is awful. And his exact words, yeah, I can't masturbate to that. I mean, it's awful. I mean, they're not even kissing. It's like their faces are mashed together sideways so they don't have to touch each other on the lips. And they're touching each other, but they're not sliding their hands like you would assume people would do when they're making out. They're, like, placing their hands. It's like, oh, oh, baby, oh, 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 yeah, that's hot. Oh, oh, yeah, this is great. You can see where this movie's going.
With Gnome Alone, it's one of those films where the second the end credits roll, I forget what the fuck's happened. I don't know the storyline in the slightest, and I've watched it 3 times now. I have no idea. It's like a little indie thing, isn't it? I wasn't expecting independent stuff. I was expecting Vern Troyer or Troy Verner, or whatever you call him. I was expecting something trying to cash in on Leprechaun, and to be honest, they did try and take the piss out of Leprechaun a few times, didn't they?
They copied the story verbatim!
They had the little Leprechaun guy in it, trying here we go, look, it's not Leprechaun, but it is really Leprechaun, but here's the Leprechaun, obviously putting it to make it seem like we're not copying, we're playing some kind of tribute to it.
The Leprechaun, this is the new anti-Leprechaun, except they try to give him jokes, and I'm sorry.
It was a showcase for one-liners, wasn't it, really?
Oh, but they were awful, and he can't deliver. I mean, it was just awkward, just horribly, horribly bad. I mean, they could have been, there was so much potential to make horrible, funny jokes in this, and they're just awkward. It's funny to watch him run around, and when you see him first in the costume, you're dying, and you think, oh, this is going to be great. But he's so awkward in this.
I just thought he was really cute. I wanted to cuddle him. Aww.
Oh, well, speaking of cuddling, how about that, you know, quote-unquote rape scene at the end? That went on a little too long.
They were trying to push buttons in this film.
I really think the guy just discovered sex and boobies, and I kept thinking about the goddamn sex tape he's in when I'm seeing this thing, and I'm getting really creeped out. It was just, why is this going on so long? It was over a minute and 20 seconds of him off-camera fingering this girl who's blindfolded. She doesn't know it's him, and he's sitting there flicking his tongue, and it's not funny. You're just, like, squirming because this is so creepy, and this is going on way too long to get the point across. It's just awful.
It was a horror film, so they probably wanted to try and be creepy, but I don't know. I don't think they actually focused on whether they wanted to be funny, whether they wanted to be creepy, whether they wanted to freak people out. They didn't have an idea. The only idea they had was, well, we've got this little guy who's willing to do anything for a few bucks.
If you told me this was some 18-year-old's film project, I'd believe you, because it was just a giant, like, douchebaggery, drinky, just ultimate douchebaggery crap. It's awful.
See, no, I didn't hate it that much.
There was so many cliches everywhere. I mean, explain to me why, you know, when they're having their bro party, the one guy goes and gets beer, what, 3 minutes from the house? How does he manage to drink an entire 18-pack of beer in his car within 30 seconds of leaving the store?
I don't know. I didn't think it was that terrible. I was expecting something a bit more high budget. It was just very indie, wasn't it?
Yeah, you know what? And I'm fine with indie, but this is just awful.
It was trying to cash in on something that was already popular.
Yeah, it's like they were saying, hey, we can put him in a leprechaun costume and make money. Quick, somebody write a movie.
In a gnome costume.
Well, they couldn't do Leprechaun. It was done already. And what really ticked me off is towards the end, when you finally think, you know what, spoiler, if you really want to watch this movie, here's a spoiler alert, you know, you might want to turn the volume down in case you do want to watch this piece of awful. But towards the end, where the leprechaun finally comes in the wheelchair, and there's the little gnome, you finally think, oh, this movie's finally going to get good, you're going to see these two, like, go at it, and then the movie ends. He kills people, you know, ironic kills, and he does them in bizarre ways, he torments his victims, he's cracking jokes. Look, it's a leprechaun. I don't care what you say.
Do you know what? I don't think I've seen Leprechaun.
What?
I don't think I...
You've seen Leprechaun.
I'm not. I think I've seen Leprechaun in The Hood, but I don't think I've seen the first one, with which has got Jennifer Aniston.
Yeah.
Which she's totally proud of, and she wants us to advertise that she is in.
Oh, yes, Jennifer Aniston is very proud of Leprechaun. In fact, if you see her on the street, you should definitely bring up Leprechaun. She loves to talk about it.
She does, yeah.
I thought it would be a good opportunity too for you, Jennifer, to apologise to the nation for Leprechaun. It would have been like that. You're in the country.
I should have apologised.
So it would have been nice to make some sort of public address or like at the airport. With
death
like
in my
car
and take care of it.
Little press conference.
Are you guys apologising to her for unleashing
these little creatures
on the world?
Yeah. The intro I kind of thought was different. I'll actually give them props for the intro. It was.
Really? No, that I hated it.
I mean, it was obviously you're not working with a lot of budget here, but it's something different.
No,
I mean, it had a little bit of style to it.
Really? No, I just thought it was lame.
The way they animated it, I thought was cool. The way they had the story, it was lame. I mean, come on, the Swamp Sisters. The two women that all of a sudden pop out of what is obviously not a swamp, and they're not doing anything. They're not sisters by any means. They're just sitting there rubbing on each other's boobs, and they don't obviously have the time to stop and put more mud on the Swamp Sisters. So by the time they're done with this scene, they're the pretty clean sisters.
Yeah, I thought that was good, though, because you could see the boobs.
Yeah, that's why you didn't know what the hell else was going on. You're too busy watching all the tits in the movie.
No, I thought it was, Even the lesbian teacher bit. How did that even contribute to the film? It didn't.
Oh,
really.
that was probably their twist. It's a female teacher sexually harassing the students.
I think, to be honest, they were trying to push buttons, but they couldn't do it very well. There was a lot of use of the word cunt.
Well, that's the woman who played it. Who played Zoe? I mean, she just was kind of flat. It's just like, oh, you're ruining my life. I hate you. Yeah, I mean, come on. If something like this is going on, I mean, you're going to be furious. You don't just stay quiet and run around and write, you know, I'm not the person you think I am in your little notebook.
Do you know what my biggest concern was? Why are pervy stepdads always called Steve?
Well, if the shoe fits. Steve.
I've got nothing else to say about Gnome Alone.
I have definitely nothing else to say about it. The only reason this movie has an R rating is because they probably just don't want innocent people to watch this crap. For some reason, it's okay for every movie in this country to show people getting the crap blown out of them, but God forbid you show a pair of tits. Oh, wait, there was a penis, if you could call it that. Remember when he strung up the cop like a piggy and ripped his penis off, even though it was clearly not a penis. It was something that they put like a little mushroom head on. Because if you're going to rip a guy's penis off, there's no way it's going to be that hard and the size of a baby's arm.
It was a big one, wasn't it, actually? Yeah.
Yeah, it was a pretty big dick.
Actually, I'm going to edit that bit out. That was a small one, wasn't it?
It was Timothy Woodward and John Elfers. Make your own joke there. Elfers. Who made the movie?
Gnomes are magical.
Yeah.
Oh, now we're getting the proper reaction.
Evil genius of pain. With the most bizarre machines and tools ever created to torture the body of woman. Yes. And torture. But keeping that once beautiful body alive so it can suffer more and more. And more. He turned young virgins into flesh-eating cannibals and set them loose in a frenzy of pain-filled orgies. Sardou. He was the creator and the director. He was the master of
blood-sucking freaks.
I know. You can't help but giggle with this one.
It's a trauma, obviously.
Uh-huh, but he kind of bought the rights to it. You know, unfortunately, Kaufman didn't write it. And he's even on the film saying, if you watch, I actually own this one.
Yeah.
So if you watch like some of the commentary, he'll even say that if this came across his desk today, he might have to think twice about making it. And I don't think it's that bad. I mean, okay, there's naked women everywhere being tortured, but sure, it's not that bad.
I think it's excellent.
I think it's great. I look up reviews for this movie. They're atrocious. People either love this movie or hate this movie. You will not be in between. You won't be lukewarm. You will either be disgusted or you will go, oh my God, this is hilarious and awesome, and I'm going to watch it 50 times.
Yeah, I think they tried, once again, they were just trying to push buttons.
Oh, of course they were trying to push buttons. There's a harem of naked women that are getting tortured and killed, and they're calling it art. There's a midget who walks around and really enjoys his job torturing them. I mean, come on, he puts a horsey costume on one of them and a cowboy outfit on him, and he rides one like a pony. Of course they were trying to push buttons. They got a ballerina that kicks a guy to death. Now that's awesome.
There's like numerous versions, isn't there? Like various cuts. Have you seen the uncut?
I have the uncut version, yes.
Yeah. Did you know, there's a bit of history behind this one, that it got absolutely torn to shreds by the censors, and then the distributor gave out the uncut version, accidentally, in air quotes, into cinemas, and it got banned because some woman that had taken her child to see the film called Bloodsucking Freaks was offended because it was not the cut version.
Okay, this is like the idiots that took their kids to see the South Park movie because it was a cartoon.
Yeah.
But this is worse. I mean, come on. Why do you take a kid to see... If you took a kid to see this, and in the first 30 seconds you didn't know we probably shouldn't watch this, then you're an idiot. She had to have stayed so long and to go, you know what? I'm going to get upset about this.
I know.
Maybe she was taking notes. It opens up with naked women chained to things. You have to know that this is not a family movie.
So it's also known as The Incredible Torture Show, isn't it? Is that what it's called in your country?
Or? No, it's called Bloodsucking Freaks.
Right. I don't know where it was called The Incredible Torture Show. And what I wanted to say was, it was released in 1976.
Yes, it was.
Which is a really good year.
Why was it a really good year? Because they obviously had 1970s women bush still?
No, because I've just given away my age.
You old fart. No.
When were you born?
2 years later.
Oh no, you're younger than me. That's outrageous.
I mean, I'm 29.
I always assumed you were older than me. I don't know why.
Why?
Yeah.
You better have a reason for that. A really good one.
I'll think of one later and edit it in.
You may be another country away. I can still hunt you down and kill you.
God damn it. I can't believe I'm doing a podcast with children.
So am I.
I've got loads of notes on Bloodsucking Freaks because I'm a fucking nerd.
Yeah, you probably just wrote down all the times boobies were shown. 17 minutes, 25 minutes, 37 minutes, 41 minutes, 48 minutes, 75 minutes, and 83 minutes.
You missed just a couple.
A few of the good ones.
Yeah.
Well, those were the good ones.
So it's about white slavery, isn't it? Why do you think they had to put down the word white?
Because if they said black slavery, then it's offensive. I mean, you've got drilling a hole in a woman's head and sucking her brains out, and you've got women in a cage ripping people to shreds, and you got a woman on a rack. But no, they have to be white slaves because otherwise it would be offensive.
It would, yes.
Yes, very offensive.
I think Bloodsucking Freaks was pretty much just an excuse to make loads of bad puns.
Do you accept my domination? How's the finale? Tender? It kind of has an identity crisis. It goes between shocking and campy humor. I can't make up my mind which one it's supposed to be,
I don't know what they were trying to achieve. And to be honest, I think it kind of peaked too early. It was so shocking right up front that I got bored quite early. And it was just like, oh, dark, bored women arses. It's, you know, it's not even thrilling me now.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing, you know, like people are so offensive because there's hordes of naked women in this one, and they're all, you know, slaves and tortured into submission. But after a while, I guess you just become desensitized to it. They're just background.
Yes.
It's like, oh, there's another one. Yeah, okay.
Don't you dare ruin my dinner.
That's right. And he's got a candle on her ass. That is the best part. The candle's dripping wax, and she's trying. And every time she'd move, he'd get mad because it would jiggle his plate. Don't you dare ruin my dinner.
They tried to exploit every taboo, really, didn't they?
I mean, you had the bull, kind of not too bright football that had the trophy ballerina girlfriend snob. You had the snobby film critic. You had the corrupt cop. And you had a really happy midget.
He was really happy, wasn't he? He
loved
it.
He loved doing this movie. Did you know he was an Ewok?
Was he?
He was.
Midgets.
Micro human. I don't know.
Oh. You're such a white girl. You're going to get enslaved by Sardu before you know it.
Oh, next thing you know, Rufus is going to have me on the rack and torturing me with cymbals.
You called him Rufus.
Did I?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Ralphus. I'm thinking of Bill and Ted's again. I'm not very good with names. Am I crazy?
Yes.
Was that Sergeant, the corrupt cop? Did he not look like the critic, that cartoon, The Critic?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
You've never seen that? I'm sorry. He looked like a critic.
Right.
I just kept waiting for him to go, "It stinks! It stinks! It stinks!" Because, I mean, he looked like him.
Oh no, one of my notes I've got down here is, "It's nice to see women treated with the respect they deserve."
That was a ballet I would actually sit through.
Another hilarious thing, I watched it with Cheryl.
Uh-huh.
And right at the end, you know, the hot dog scene, what she's eating in the bun.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, 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 wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
Cheryl went, "Oh my God, is that lettuce?"
She'll see the giant penis.
She didn't notice there was a cock in it.
Yeah, but she wants to know where they got the lettuce.
Yeah.
It's very obviously fake for the most part. I mean, I think the best line I've ever heard comes out of a movie. "Let's see how her mouth is used for a urinal." I mean, come on. That's awesome. I mean, we all know this does not happen. Yeah, I mean, they don't prance around and kill women on stage and then go pee in their mouths and have a midget parading around bashing women's heads in with cymbals and drills. I mean, there's one scene where they got another naked woman being on the rack, and he's tightening it and it's tightening it, but it's obviously not moving. She's, and it's not getting any tighter. I mean, I'm sorry, if I'm getting my arms and legs ripped out, I'm going to be, and she's, no. I mean, come on. It's naked women. Oh, and it gave me, this movie even gives me an idea what to do with my fat ass. You can use it as a dartboard. Because apparently it doesn't hurt. I mean, if it only hurts that much, I don't know why they outlawed those lawn darts. Because, I mean, maybe then you'd get an ow.
You didn't see him get a bullseye, though. That...
No, he came close. That would have been funny. See it going all the way up to the, like, the end of it. See, it had so much potential there, and they just probably couldn't cross that line. I mean, this thing came out to offend. That's the whole point. The more people that get on the internet and go, "Don't watch this. This movie is pure crap. And has just abuses, you know, and you know, humiliates women," the more people are going to go, "I gotta see this."
Yeah.
It is so ridiculous and so over the top, you cannot buy it. It's just, it's ridiculous. Unless you are some uptight feminist that gets offended at everything.
If you're an uptight feminist, then you probably shouldn't be watching a film called
Blood Sucking Freaks.
It's about white slavery.
I watch it to bitch about it. I mean,
people like that, though, don't they?
Yeah, you know, never mind that thing. If you don't like it, just don't watch it. No, you've got to watch it and bitch about it and make sure nobody else watches it either.
When secretly you really enjoyed it.
That could be right. Maybe they really do enjoy it.
I do fucking love it. And that's That's the last thing I have to say.
I really liked this movie. I didn't take it seriously. It's campy. It's horrible. The sound is sometimes iffy. So is the cinematography. But it's funnier than hell.
And Ralph is so cute. I want one.
Yeah, everybody should have a midget.
What is the secret Dwayne is hiding in the basket?
What's in the basket? Easter eggs?
What's in the basket?
Clothes.
What's in the basket?
Nothing. What's in the basket?
My brother.
Basket case. You have to say the title as well, because you say it different to me.
What, you mean basket case?
Yeah, basket. Basket.
Basket.
Basket.
It's basket case.
Did you say spastic case?
No, I said basket case, you fucking uptight brat.
Basket case.
Basket case. I'm an Italian from Chicago. This is as good as it gets for me.
A bibbidi babbidi boobity. Basket case.
I kind of want to carry around a basket just to see what people would do.
Yogi Bear would rape you.
He would do that picnic basket. Boy, that could be basket case 5.
It could.
Yogi Bear opens the basket.
A bibbidi babbidi. Oh no, Yogi Bear's Italian. A bibbidi babbidi picnic basket.
Fuck you.
Thanks. So, Basket Case, 1982, is about Siamese twins, ones who's...
They're not Siamese.
They are.
You can't call them Siamese. Well, yeah, I guess you can't call them Siamese.
Well, because they're
not...
They're attached.
Can you call them Siamese when they're not really twins?
They are twins. They're attached.
But it doesn't make them twins.
Kinda does. They had a joke about Siamese, didn't they?
Look at these dirty knees.
No... In Basket Case, it's like, yes, that's what it is. He's like, I'm a Siamese twin. And she's like, that's funny. You don't look Oriental.
What kind of a transition is that?
Well, one that I'm going to cut out. Fun fact is, when Dwayne walks into the seedy hotel at the beginning with all that cash in his hand.
Yeah.
That's the entire budget for the movie.
You know, speaking of, you know, the budget, because at the end of the movie, they show, you know, they dedicate that thing to the Broslin Hotel and where it's located and all that. And I'm thinking, oh, well, I want to look into that. It turns out there really is no Broslin Hotel. They made that all up. They had no studio to shoot and nothing. So they shot this all around New York. And this is like in Times Square before they classed it up for tourists. So this is when it's still full of like porno theaters and strip clubs and just seedy crap everywhere. So it's totally crappy. And everything was shot in office buildings and people's apartments. And even that basement scene in the bar that they go to was a famous S&M club called the Hellfire. It was like notorious back in the 80s.
And when he was running around naked at the end in the dream sequence, that was all down loads of different streets because they just got him to run down a street for a few seconds. Then the police turned up. Then they'd run him away and come film another bit.
I didn't even know what streets those were. It was 42nd Street. It was Franklin Street and Tribeca. And it was at Hubert in the corner of Hudson. But, the Hotel Broslin where they shot it, the outside that they show all the time,
yeah,
was an empty office building. And then when they went inside, like the check-in desk there, it was actually the service elevator. They just propped it open and put a desk board in front of it. They just put a board on top. And that was like the reception desk.
It amazes me that people back in the day could make really good films using such shitty stuff like that.
Whereas, even without a $30 million budget for CGI?
Whereas nowadays, it's like, oh no, we've only got a small budget. Small budget.
Is that like a Muppet?
It's like a midget. Hey!
Hey!
No, we've only got a small budget. Let's make Gnome Alone. Do you know what the greatest thing about Basket Case was?
Basket Case himself?
Dwayne's hair.
Oh, that was some funky hair. I kind of rather see his hair and Nicolas Cage's hair go at it.
Does Nicolas Cage have hair?
Nicolas Cage's hair does more acting than he does.
You know about the internet, don't you?
A little. I know Al Gore invented it.
I'm super serial.
What was all the thing about Nicolas Cage being everywhere on the internet?
It was just one of those things. There's no reason for it.
You've been caged.
I think it just started out because his facial expressions are so intense throughout his movie. People started putting together, like, all these, you know, the faces of Nicolas Cage, the hair of Nicolas Cage. And
right.
Then it really started when they found out, you know, he was bankrupt because he got screwed by his financial advisor and whatnot. So I don't know if there's a connection there or that's just when people started paying attention. And he does make some amazing overacted face. I mean, he considers himself this classically trained actor, and then he does things like Con Air, where he just has the most outrageous facial expressions in the whole thing. And so I think that's where it came from. But where do all these things come from? Nobody knows. They just appear.
Cage wins.
Rick Rowling? What?
you just found out about Rick Rowling, huh?
Yeah. I'm not going to post this podcast. I'm going to just post a link to Never Gonna Give You Up, Never Gonna Let You Down.
I think it's worth it just to hear you sing it.
Never Gonna Turn Around.
Oh, God.
Shut up. Anyway, we're supposed to be talking about Basket Case, not Rick Astley. I've just done a review of Basket Case, so I'm just regurgitating stuff I've already thought about, but...
Well, go for it. Tell us about Belial and how he looks like a giant pimple with arms and teeth.
See, I was looking for what he looked like, and I went with a bit of snot.
He's too solid for snot. That's a pimple. That's like a pimple when, like, the schmegma inside gets kind of hard, you gotta squeeze it really hard, and it comes out in, like, a chunk. That's what Belial looks like, except he's got arms and teeth.
What I was going to say is, if you had twins, why are you going to call someone a name as boring as Dwayne and then call the other one Belial?
They didn't really give the little pimple a name because they didn't want him. His aunt raised them both. I don't think Belial's evil. It just sounds cool and evil.
No, but Belial is a Hebrew name for the devil.
Oh, is it? Oh, then it's just right, it is. Well, maybe his aunt just knew he was evil.
And it also means worthless, which I think is quite fitting, because he's just a worthless schmegma on the side of Dwayne.
I never really figure out who named him. I always thought the aunt gave him the name, but it sounds like more maybe his father gave him that name. Maybe they're just saying she gave him the name, and that's kind of like an aside. This is what, you know, Belial really means.
They must have done it at birth, because don't you have to, by law?
Not if you're not sure what that is.
You don't have to name Smegma.
I mean, the whole movie, before, you know, the flashbacks before they were separated, nobody identified them as two people. That was the whole point. Only the aunt, you know, would insist on saying, there's two of them. No,
right.
He's a person. No, there's two people. They only acknowledged Dwayne, not him. So it makes total sense that he never got a name.
Did you notice the cool stuff about the names of the doctors? Dr. Needleman did the needling. Dr. Cutter did the cutting.
Cutting.
Dr. Lifflander did the lift landing.
Well, they had no budget. Clearly they didn't have writers.
How did Belial kill people? That's what I didn't understand. He just kind of started hugging them and then they'd be falling in bits.
Well, there's not much you can do when it looks like, you know, you've got rubber sticks on a big foam thing. But I'm assuming, I mean, if you look at the guy that stole the money, I mean, he's got claws. So he would jump up there and claw him and bite him and slap him around. I mean, he was fantastically strong for a little pimple. I mean,
yes.
He had to drag himself around on those arms. He didn't have any legs.
I was always worried about how did he go to the toilet.
I was wondering that, too. It's like the scene when you saw him in the toilet. That's exactly what I was thinking. It's like, where does he go? Because he feeds him, like, 30 sacks of cheeseburgers. That guy is going to have to shit. Maybe that's why he's so angry.
Maybe that's what it is. It's just constipation.
He can't shit. If they would just poke a hole in him and let that thing poop, he'd be nice.
Well, and it would also be a bit weird if you just made a film about a pimple poo.
You're right. Then it would be Japanese anime.
Tentacle porn.
New Pokemon Snap Triple X with hot Pikachu Buffy action all night, all day long.
I mean, we watched some pretty good Japanese horror, and it's very obvious where tentacle porn is popular.
Tentacle corn?
Tentacle corn. I think that was a 50s movie.
Yeah, it was. I really enjoyed that one. We'll have to review that.
Mutated farm products. The horrors of radiation.
Tests conducted in line with strict government standards have shown that irradiation destroys bacteria with little or no change in the color, flavor, odor, texture, or nutritive value of the selected food.
Horrible Belial, who obviously just wants to be rejoined with his brother, who was separated from him by a vet.
He's not horrible, though. He's cute.
You think he's cute?
Like Ralphus. I want to see the Ralphus Belial sex tape.
Oh. Well, speaking of sex, I mean, that brings up the ending, where he apparently, you know, rapes Dwayne's love interest. How is he raping her? I don't get it. How did she die?
He was frustrated. That's why he killed her.
Yeah, that's what I thought. He was frustrated because Dwayne's getting some and going somewhere and thinks he's going to be left behind. Everybody always says he raped her to death because he was clearly on her, humping her. She wakes up, she screams, he's going to town, and she gets all bloody and died. Yeah. So I don't know. Either he's got like one of those dog penises that just pop in and out, or, you know, I don't know. But I don't know what he's doing.
Boxer dog lipstick penis.
That's right. He's got a little lipstick. A little pimple with arm has a lipstick penis. I like the movie. It's sleazy. It's great. They've even got the special effects. You can see Belial like amble down the sidewalk in the room. I mean, it's very, very obviously stop motion animation. And
he changed a lot, didn't he? One minute his face looked like one thing, then his face looked something else, then he was a stop motion plasticine thing.
Well, they didn't have the budget to do it frame by frame. They had to move him 5 feet at a time.
But despite that, it's still a great fucking film, because there was gore, there was blood, there was emotions, there was brotherly love, there was monster human
family
rape.
Bonding with his aunt.
Yes.
A daddy who doesn't love me. I like it. I mean,
I love it.
I don't know if you've never seen it before, I don't know if it ages well. I mean, if you go back and see it, it's cheesy. It has no budget, like we said, but I think if you appreciate horror and indie horror, it's kind of timeless.
Have you seen other Hen and Lotta films?
Brain Damage?
Yeah, Brain Damage. And have you seen Bad Biology?
No, Bad Biology I have not seen.
It's about a giant killer penis.
Then now I gotta see it.
It's pretty much amazing.
Yeah, we have different views of amazing than most people.
7 different views.
After these messages,
we'll be right back.
Pee-wee, you do a lot of work with boys.
Not work, Al. I like kids. I enjoy helping teenagers start right.
Well, that's around shaving age. And you give them pointers on personal appearance, too?
Yes. A boy has more self-respect when he's clean-shaved. I tell him to use a Gillette razor, Al.
You said it. The Gillette Super Speed Razor. $1.29 with Gillette Blue Blade Dispenser in handy travel case.
Hey, Susie Q, what's cooking with you?
Your teeth look whiter than new, new, new.
My teeth aren't new, but my toothpaste is new Pepsodent. Get with it, kids. New package, new flavor, new formula, too, means brighter smile for me and you.
You'll wonder where the yellow went when you brush your teeth with Pepsodent. Pepsodent, 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 Pepsodent.
Search terms.
Search terms? Alright, I'll read the search terms. Do people actually type that in, or, I mean, is that like an amalgam of
no,
terms?
No. Someone,
really? Somebody looked for that exact thing.
Someone was wanting that exact thing on the internet.
Carnival rape porn in Amazon forest.
Yes.
I don't even know how that works. Do they have lots of carnivals in the Amazon? Other than pygmies, I don't know how the hell you're going to get a carnival in there.
Did you say pygmies? They're midgets.
I mean, okay, rape porn in the Amazon. Okay, I get it. There's tons of, you know, oh, they're Amazons and we're going to subdue them. Oh, I mean, what, you got Cannibal Holocaust right there.
So, we're supposed to guess what film they were looking for, and I haven't got a fucking clue, and I don't care.
The only thing that comes to my mind is either Cannibal Women of the Avocado Jungle or Cannibal Holocaust, but I don't know where the carnival's coming from.
There was that...
Unless he meant cannibal instead of carnival, and it was the spell-checking nightmare.
Oh, yes, it could have been. Yeah, okay, Cannibal Holocaust, then. It wasn't carnival porn, it was cannibal porn.
That's a lesson, people. Learn to spell.
Yes.
Because other people will think you're weird.
Yeah. You're totally right. It was cannibal rape
porn. If it was cannibal rape porn in the Amazon forest, it'd be perfectly normal.
So, okay, the next one, you're probably going to know because it's kind of related to your heritage.
Name of Italian porn movie clown gun. You know, I find it hilarious that they're typing these into your site to find out, not Google.
No. They are typing them into Google, and my site comes up.
Your site comes up.
It means they type it into Google, and then Horror Extreme comes up, and they click on it and think, oh, this is what I was looking for.
Well, I probably do find what they're looking for.
Name of Italian porn movie clown gun. I don't think they did.
Yeah, I don't know. Movie clown gun, unless they're thinking of that.
Opera. Oh, you mean the Italian porn movie with the clown gun?
Yeah, that one. Yeah. You know. With the sad, depressed clown, except I don't think it had a gun in it.
Oh, what film are you talking about?
It's not a film, it's an opera, and I can't remember the name of it. I'm not that classy. I used to remember it. It starts with a P, I think.
I actually saw a film about a clown the other day that
was... There's lots of movies about clowns.
No, but he was in, like, a Nazi situation, and he got taken out of his circus to go and be an army man. And he had to start killing people, and then the DVD went all wrong, and we had to take it back, and we didn't finish it.
Oh, it was, damn it, it just came to me. I know it starts with a P. Pagliacci? Was that it? I don't remember. I saw it a long time ago, but it's a sad clown.
Get a clown from outer space.
Yeah, but that wasn't Italian, and it really wasn't porn, unless you get off on clowns.
I did a bit.
We know you do.
Yeah. Last search term.
Muddy pig sex. Deliverance.
Was that muddy?
Well, it was a mud highway.
That's Burt Reynolds, though.
Squeal like a pig.
Whee.
Butt mud. Come on. Or, okay, they're looking for bestiality. Farmer Bob. I mean, he's...
They clicked.
It's a farmer dating site. That's what they're looking for.
Yeah, but they clicked through to Horror Extreme, and I haven't got a review of
delivery. Have you seen some of those farm women? I'd go there too. Well, they're looking for pigs.
Wee.
Just put a dress on her, slap some lipstick. I got myself a wife.
Din 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 din